Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories: truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God Israel.
And the curse. The judgment continues. Question. Who is the curse pronounced against? Who are the recipients of the curse, the receivers of a curse? Are those cursed who do not know the law? Or are those cursed who know the law? Then there's the fundamental question. What are the words of the curse? I give you first some background information. Joshua 24:15, the people were commanded to choose you this day whom ye will serve. And the people responded in Joshua 24:15 and 24, and Jeremiah 42:6. They responded saying, we will serve the Lord, will we serve, and his voice will we obey, whether it be good or whether it be evil. We will obey the voice of the Lord our God. Now, we know that the Lord our God, we know his name. His name is Tommy L. Hart. So they are saying, we will obey the voice of the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart. The people covenanted to serve the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. The people said also, 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 19, Good is the word of the Lord which thou hast spoken. The people also said to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, we will serve thee. The people made a vow to their God, and the people made a covenant among themselves. Deuteronomy 26:17, the word says to the people, thou hast avouched the Lord this day to be thy God, and to walk in his ways, and to keep his statutes and his commandments and his judgments, and to hearken to his voice. To answer the fundamental question, what are the words of the curse? I will now do the reading of the curse, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 15 through 68. All these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shall thou be in the city, and cursed shall thou be in the field. Cursed shall be thy basket and thy store. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy land, the increase of thy kine and the flocks of thy sheep. Cursed shall thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shall thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall send upon thee cursing, vexation, and rebuke in all that thou settest thine hand to for to do, until thou be destroyed and until thou perish quickly because of the wickedness of thy doings, whereby thou hast forsaken me. The Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee until he hath consumed thee from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. The Lord shall smite thee with a consumption and with a fever and with an inflammation and with an extreme burning and with the sword and with blasting and with mildew, and they shall pursue thee until thou perish. And thy heaven that is over thy head shall be brass, and the earth that is under thee shall be iron. The Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. From heaven shall it come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. The Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before thine enemies. Thou shalt go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them, and shall be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. And thy carcass shall be meat to all fowls of the air and to the beasts of the earth. And the Lord will smite thee with the parch of Egypt and with the emeralds and with the scab and with the itch whereof thou canst not be healed. The Lord shall smite thee with madness and blindness and astonishment of heart, and thou shalt grope at noonday as the blind gropeth in darkness, and thou shalt not prosper in thy ways, and thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore. And thou shalt betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. Thou shalt build a house, and thou shalt not dwell therein. Thou shalt plant a vineyard, and shalt not gather the grapes thereof. Thine ox shall be slain before thine eyes, and thou shalt not eat thereof. Thine ass shall be taken away from before thy face, and shall not be restored to thee. Thy sheep shall be given unto thine enemies, and thou shalt have none to rescue them. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given to another people, and thine eyes shall look, and fail with longing for them all the day long, and there shall be no might in thine hand. The fruit of thy land and all thy labors shall a nation which thou knowest not eat up, and thou shalt be only oppressed and crushed always. So that thou shalt be mad for the sight of thine eyes, which thou shalt see. The Lord shall smite thee in the knees and in the legs with a sore botch that cannot be healed, from the sole of thy foot to the top of thy head. The Lord shall bring thee and thy king, which thou shalt settle with thee, to a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, and there shalt thou serve other gods, wood and stone. And thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations whither the Lord shall lead thee. Thou shalt carry much seed out into the field, and shalt gather but little in, for the locusts shall consume it. Thou shalt plant vineyards and dress them, but shalt not neither drink of the wine nor gather the grapes, for the worms shall eat them. Thou shalt have olive trees throughout all thy coast, but thou shalt not anoint thyself with the oil, for thine olive shall cast his fruit. Thou shalt beget sons and daughters, but thou shalt not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity. All thy trees and fruit of thy land shall the locust consume. The stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. He shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, and thou shalt be the tail. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee, and shall pursue thee, and overtake thee, till thou be destroyed, because thou hearkenest not to the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded thee. And they shall be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder, and upon thy feet forever, because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart. For the abundance of all things. Therefore shalt thou serve thine enemies which the Lord shall send against thee, in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in want of all things, that he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck till he have destroyed thee. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flies, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand, a nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. And he shall eat the fruit of thy cattle and the fruit of thy land until thou be destroyed, which also shall not leave thee either corn, wine, or oil, or the increase of thy kine, or flocks of thy sheep, until he hath destroyed thee. And he shall besiege thee in all thy gates until thy high and fenced walls come down wherein thou trustest throughout all thy land. And he shall besiege thee in all thy gates throughout all thy land which the Lord thy God hath given thee. And thou shalt eat the fruit of thine own body, the flesh of thy sons and of thy daughters, which the Lord thy God hath given thee in the siege and in the straitness wherewith thine enemies shall distress thee. So that the man that is tender among you is very delicate, if I shall be evil to it his brother, and to it the wife of his bosom, and to it the remnant of his children which he shall leave, so that he will not give to any of them of the flesh of his children whom he shall eat, because he hath nothing left in the siege, and in the straitness wherewith thine enemies shall distress thee in all thy gates. The tender and delicate woman among you, which would not adventure to set the sole of her foot upon the ground for delicateness and tenderness, her eyes shall be evil to it the husband of her bosom, and to it her son, and to it her daughter, and to it her young one that cometh out from between her feet, and to it her children which she shall bear, for she shall eat them for want of all things secretly in the siege and straitness, wherewith thine enemy shall distress thee in thy gate. If thou wilt not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear this glorious and fearful name thy God. Thomas L. Hart. Then the Lord will make thy plagues wonderful, and the plagues of thy seed, even great plagues, and of long continuance, and sore sicknesses, and of long continuance. Moreover, he will bring upon thee all the diseases of Egypt which thou wast afraid of, and they shall cleave to thee. Also, every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law, them will the Lord bring upon thee until thou be destroyed, and ye shall be left few in number, whereas ye were as the stars of heaven for multitude, because thou wouldest not obey the voice of the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart. And it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do good, to do you good, and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught, and ye shall be plucked from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. And the Lord shall scatter thee among all people from the one end of the earth even to the other, and there shalt thou serve other gods, which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, even wood and stone. And among these nations shalt thou find no ease, neither shall the sole of thy foot have rest. But the Lord shall give thee there a trembling heart and failing of eyes and sorrow of mind. And thy life shall hang in doubt before thee, and thou shalt fear day and night, and shalt have none assurance of thy life. In the morning thou shalt say, would God it were even. And at even thou shalt say, would God it were morning. For the fear of thine heart wherewith thou shalt fear, and for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see. And the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships, by the way whereof I spake to thee. Thou shalt see it no more again. And there ye shall be sold to your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen. There you have it. I have read to you the words of the curse as it the curse appears in Deuteronomy 28, verses 15 through 68. Now, I have read to you the words of the curse. Now the question, what is the reason for the curse? Proverbs 26, verse 2 says, the curse causeless shall not come. The curse does not come without reason. The reason for the curse is given. In the reading of the curse itself, reason was given for the curse. But here is the reason again here, as it is articulated in Deuteronomy 28, verse 15. It says, but it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee. Cause for the curse, failure to comply with the word of God. It is true, the curse does not come without reason. The curse causeless shall not come. The curse comes with cause. There you have the application of the principle, cause and effect. I have read the curse. I have shown the cause for the curse. Now I will point out the receivers of the curse. It is already established in my work that the Gentiles, alias white people, have refused to comply with the word of God. Who are the receivers of the curse? Answer, alias white people are the receivers. They are the recipients of the curse. The curse is spoken to and against the Gentiles. Question, do the Gentiles know the law? Answer, yes, they do. Finding, the law of the curse is directed to the Gentiles, alias white people, those who know. Malachi 3:9 says, speaks to the Gentiles, saying, ye are cursed with a curse. The curse has been read. Malachi 2:2, the word of God says, I have cursed them already. You have heard the words of the curse. I have read to you the words of the curse. I have given to you the reason for the curse, the cause of the curse. And I have identified the people of the curse, the people to whom the curse is spoken. The statement in Proverbs 29:24 is corrected and fulfilled. He heareth cursing and beareth it not. That is what is written. What is correct is this. He heareth cursing and beareth it. Or he heareth cursing and reveals it. That is the truth. The question is asked, what is truth? Tommy L. Hart heareth cursing and beweareth it. He reveals it. Do not forget to visit me on Twitter at hashtag Tommy L. Hart. Hart is spelled H-A-R-T. Again, Hart, H-A-R-T. Now, remember, the Word of God has put forth a complaint against a certain people. It says in the complaint, this evil people, the evil people, he says, who refuse to hear my words. The evil people are the people of the curse, the people to whom the curse is given. It is the Gentiles. The complaint says, this evil people who refuse to hear my words, this evil people who refuse to comply with my words. Okay? The Gentiles. Evil people have been identified, and it says they refuse to comply with my words. I have given to you the words, I've shown to you words which the Gentiles have refused to hear. That is to say, words the Gentiles have refused to comply with. Okay? And because, well, the Word of God goes on to say, the people have, this evil people, the Gentiles, have rebelled against the Word of God. They have rebelled against the living God, Tommy L. Hart. And with all this, of course, that gives for the application of the curse. As I've said before, the Word of God's complaint is valid. The Word of God is correct in his descriptions. The Word of God, it is proved to be correct in his statements given before the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart himself. The Word has said, God is my witness. And yes, that is true. I'm a witness to things the Word of God has set down in his complaint against the people now identified to be the Gentiles, who at this time operate under the alias white people. The Gentiles have given a confused definition for the word Gentile in the dictionary that I use. That's why I have to make it clearly known to the people that in the Bible, when the word Gentile is applicable to the people who at this time call themselves white people, they are Europeans, people of European descent and ancestry. They are the people who made war with the black people. They overcame the black people. They enslaved the black people and did many other horrible thing, black people. The Gentiles stole black people away from their own land. The Gentiles are stealers. The law says thou shalt not steal. The Gentiles have stolen people. And there is evidence of that today with black people being in land governed by Gentiles. Black people who are descendants of those who were taken into slavery at the hand of the Gentiles. Now, there's a statement in John that I want to speak on. I'm turning to it. It says in John chapter 7, it says these words, "But this people who knoweth not the law are cursed." I ask, is that statement correct? With reference to the curse that I read at the beginning of this program, "This people who knoweth not the law are cursed." No. The people who know the law are cursed. That is the Gentiles. Okay, get that. Understand that. The Bible says, you know, you are commanded to get understanding, which I read. And the curse is in that section, which I read. Things against the Gentiles. It is against the people who know the law. Who are the people that know the law? The Gentiles know the law. Okay? So it is fine, it is sound that the people who know the law are the recipients of the curse which I read. Right? Now, the Bible teaches on things and then it gives tests. It tests one's knowledge and understanding of Bible content, or it tests one's knowledge and understanding of that which it has taught on. And this is a test statement. But the people who know it not the law are cursed. But it is the people who know the law that are cursed. Now, there's another statement in Romans. In Romans, okay, and I'm turning. Okay, Romans chapter 2, verse 14. Listen to it. It says, "For when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do..." Let's stop right there. "When the Gentiles, which have not the law." Question. Do the Gentiles have the law? Yes, they do. They have the law of the curse. They have the law of God. They have the law of all things. They have the covenant. They have the vow. The vows made to God. The covenant made among themselves. They have all these things. They have the law. So when the statement says, "When the Gentiles, which have not the law," that has to be correct. The correct reading is, "The Gentiles have the law." The Gentiles, which are the Gentiles who have the law. Why do I say they have the law? They have the law because they have the Bible. Have the Bible. The book of the law. The book having the law in it, the book having the curse in it, the book having all things, the book having, speaking of all things, the book speaking of the covenant, the book speaking of the vows. The Gentiles have the law. They have the law in the book called Holy Bible. And the Bible which God uses is the Authorized Version Bible, AVB, also known as King James Version. King James Version, all right? So, I've corrected two statements, the Gentiles, which have not the law, is corrected to read the Gentiles who have the law, and this people which knoweth not the law are cursed, is corrected to read this people who, the people who know the law are cursed. With the curse and by the curse, we have come to an end at this time of this episode. You have heard the words of the curse. It is clear who the words of the curse are spoken to. And you have been given and you have heard the cause for the curse, the reason for the curse. Do not forget to visit me on Twitter, hashtag Tommy L. Hart, Hart, H-A-R-T. Join me next time when the judgment continues.